We have Kim and Diane and Lisa on. And Kim, I'm excited that you're here, and you know, I want to get you jumping right in and getting started, because I know that you've been busy and haven't been able to make all the meetings so far. So I want us to really plan on getting you on my calendar so we can actually start digging in for you.
Yes, awesome.
Great. And I don't know if you and Diane have met. Diane recently joined us. She's been in NEPT for the last year, almost a year, like the beginning of the year she joined. And she upgraded to the Practice Accelerator just at Shine.
Awesome.
So Diane, meet Kim. Kim started.
Hi, Diane.
She joined what? When did you join? In September?
September, yes. Yeah. But really
September.
Hadn't been
but
active.
But she hasn't really been active yet.
Until the last month.
Yay! And Lisa's been here from the start. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Welcome, Kim.
And I know that somebody, Allison, said she couldn't make it today because she had
yeah.
some other obligation. And I didn't hear from Steph. In fact, I thought Steph was planning to be here. And I don't know about Jane because I know she was traveling and she had some, you know, family crisis stuff going on too. So I'm gonna just do a quick.
Steph posted something on your thread that she thought she was going to be able to make it, but I don't know if something came up. She said it was looking like she wouldn't be able to. She was very unhappy to miss it.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. You know, I was saying this on the call yesterday with the big group. It's like, you know, from now on, I think December is just going to be like, just go do your own thing, because it's just such a hard month to get people coordinated and together and all that. So that'll be our kind of vacation month from now on. But we can just, we're together here, and I'm here to support you. Just as a reminder, what I love to do is start with what our successes are, and I'm going to pull up the Facebook thing because we started a Facebook group, and Kim, I don't know if you're on it. Did anybody send
Kim
a...
No, she's not on it.
Does anybody know how to send an invitation to somebody for that or add to somebody? I know that Allison did it last time. During our last call, just to get you up to speed, we decided that it would be nice to have just a Practice Accelerator subgroup in Facebook that we can communicate and share with each other about, like, the goals that we're setting at one of the meetings and, like, help each other stay accountable. And so we started that during the last meeting.
Nice. Now, is it the NEPT practitioner page, or is it a different one?
No, it's the NEPA page. And
yeah, what Kim can do, it depends on, she can't be invited unless she's friends with whomever invites her. You have to be Facebook friends. But if Kim looks on Facebook, I think the group is called NEPA Dr. Rita Marie. And if you look for that on Facebook, you can ask to join, and then Allison or one of us can let you in.
I think it's NEPA Rita Marie. It's not Dr. Rita Marie.
NEPA Rita Marie. It is. NEPA Rita Marie. And I'm wondering if I could add members, and let's see if we're friends. If not, then I'll friend you. But Kim?
You probably can, because I think you're an administrator. Allison made you and Lynn administrators.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, but
she's not
showing up in my list. What's your Facebook name, Kim? Is it
Kim Boucher?
Yeah, so I don't see you there. So I'm going to go cancel there. I can't add you because you're not a friend of mine. And I don't think it lets you add people that, like Diane just said. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my main page. I'm going to look you up. I may have to delete a friend to get you in there, Kim. B-O-U. Here we are, Kim. Okay, so I'm going to add you, and hopefully it won't say yay. It said good. So then if I go back, you have to accept me.
Okay, I'm in it now. So
you're
let's
in
see
it. Yeah, so accept me as a friend, and then I'm going to go to back to that group.
There we go, just confirm.
So go to NEPA. Where is it? Create groups. Okay, here we are. All right, so then if I say add members and I type in Kim, career, and I just added you. Done. You're in. Okay. So, you know, we haven't really gotten in full swing here, but what I thought was if we if before the, I just put out the other day, in preparation for our last meeting of the year, please post an accomplishment since last meeting, preferably something you committed to last time, and then one thing you'd like help with, and then we can be more efficient. I do have a form, but it turns out that nobody ever fills out the form, and I totally understand that because I'm in so many groups. Like, you know, I've been in so many coaching programs where it's like, oh, I forgot to fill out the form, and then you go into the meeting without it. So if we do something like this on Facebook, maybe we can do it. So what I thought we could do, and typically the way we run the meetings is we start with a success, and then we go on to what does somebody need coaching with, and then we'll end with a round robin of one thing that you're going to do during the meeting between now and the next meeting so that we can kind of hold each other accountable. And it would be really nice if after the meeting, right, everybody just goes to the Facebook group and just posts, you know, the one thing I'm committed to doing between now and the next meeting is. And that way, because once you say it in public, it's one thing because it's a spoken word, but once you write it, it holds you to be accountable. So how does that sound?
Awesome.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Good. So I think Lisa wrote you want to move your table of contents and finish your 72-hour no-sugar challenge. Diane wants to share the gluten survey with the group and something help with and getting really solid feedback. And then Allison has an accomplishment. She can't be here, but we can celebrate for her. She's downsizing work, committed to leaving her general practice. She works for the National Health Association, NHA?
NHS,
London.
Yeah,
National Health System. And her goal is to be out of there by October 2015, so that's exciting. And the other commitment she's making is meditating at least 3 times a week. And using the space that she creates to get past overwhelm and stay focused. I'm just kind of paraphrasing it because you could all read it. So, Allison, we totally support you with that. And then as far as, all right, it's too long to read, so I'm going to go around and let you guys share. So who wants to go first? Does anybody want to go first in terms of just sharing something you want to celebrate?
I don't mind going first. It's Lisa.
Great. Lisa,
I want to celebrate being invited to speak at a summit where I was interviewed. And that just came up spontaneously, and I did it. And, the interview aired yesterday.
Oh, so. I missed that. I kept looking for their emails to see when it was going to be you, and I didn't see it. I'll have to look in my inbox. I must have missed it. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. It was just funny, but yeah. And I got a lot of, not a lot, I mean about 20, 25 people signing up onto my list.
Good.
So it's all going to grow slowly. I mean,
it's
going to
grow slowly. And it wasn't a huge summit, so to get 25 is good. It's very good. I've been on summits that were really small like that and gotten 10 or 20 people at the most. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Yeah. It's 25 people that you didn't have exposure to before, and if you nurture them properly, they may be your ideal clients.
Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect. Great. Yeah. Thank you. And by the way, if you're on a summit or you're doing, you know, a radio interview or something like that, please post it. Post it to the INE group. Post it to this group because we want to know when other people are doing stuff so we could support you. And we could listen and we can, you know, do what it needs or even share it. So don't be shy. That's one thing that's not going to help you grow your practice is if you're humble and shy about things, is to really just let everybody know because we're a very supportive community. Right?
It came up so quickly. I didn't do that enough. I didn't get it out there enough. But
well, even yesterday, like posting an INE, hey, guys, don't forget to catch my interview on this summit. It's at this time. Here's the link.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep like, you know, pounding that into you because that's the stuff that we really need to be able to be confident in saying that stuff and asking for help when you need it. Who else? Who wants to go next? Diane or Kim?
Along with those lines, I had booked a seminar in Maine for January. So that's truly an exciting step and venture.
You're hosting it, or you're going to be a speaker at it?
I'm gonna host it. I'm gonna be doing it. I was truly in guidance and a meditation one day of doing these seminars, and I'm like, okay, seminars where? Baltimore, D.C.? No, Maine, Boston. I'm like, you kidding me? What's up there? You know, I have family up there, but still. Anyway, I went up and met these wonderful people and connected with a ton of beautiful souls, and have space that this one woman had asked me to start writing for a local paper up there called Nutmeg in Maine, and it's all of the stuff that we live and breathe, and she has a space that holds 75 people, and she was like, Kim, she goes, we need what you have to offer up here, so we're going to book something. You know, the first one is going to be in January, and then we're just going to go from there and see what the need is to see when the next ones will be.
And they're going to do the marketing and fill it for you?
They are going to do the marketing, yep. She has a list of – Nutmeg has – actually, the Nutmeg magazine has over 6,000 online people, an online presence, and she has over 3,000 on her email list for herself. So that's going to go out. Plus, I got to meet the mayor of a couple of the small towns that truly are invested into – nutrition and wellness and, you know, truly combining the three, you know, to me, the heart math techniques, of course, the what we're doing, the nutritional component, and the body somehow, some way, doing Tai Chi, yoga, whatever, you know. So the topic is blueprints to vitality and disease-free living.
Ooh, I like it.
So what that's
awesome.
Going to be, I have no clue. Yeah, so,
you will be guided to what it's going to be.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And we should schedule, if it's late January, hopefully, that we should schedule our first, like, the two-hour call that we do.
Okay.
To really, like, hone in on how, you know, strategies for you to best capitalize on that moving forward.
Beautiful.
You know, name collection,
yep.
Giving stuff away. There's a whole bunch of strategies that you could use to build your own following.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Diane.
It's been a little crazy, but our meetup, nobody showed up, but that's okay. It occurred to us while we were sitting there waiting for folks to put together a survey that, you know, we can share with our online peeps, because I have some people in the health community, and I have a lot of people who are not, and so I'm hoping I'll get a nice mix of feedback, but we're going to post that, you know, with our social media, and we're probably going to put it in our newsletter and have it, you know, at our website, and we're hoping to get the feedback from that to let us know what the real pain points are. We already found out from one respondent that, like, eating out at restaurants is a big major problem, so we know to definitely include a component of that, you know, in a, you know, gluten-free lifestyle program, you know, what best to order at restaurants, you know, what to ask wait staff, where hidden gluten can be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the one thing that sort of didn't even strike me until I was, you know, responding to your post is how I've sort of fallen into some group coaching experience, because I was doing Alex Jamieson's Cravings Cleanse, and a lot of people were really struggling, and they were like, you know, Alex posted a question every day. We were supposed to go to the Facebook and respond and, you know, all this sort of stuff. There was a lot of interaction. There was a lot of wonderful support. People would fall off the wagon. They'd post, and they'd get all this wonderful love and support, and everybody was like, wait, the group's going to end at the end of the month. You know, it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm not going to have this feedback. I'm not going to have this whatever. And I said, well, maybe we could do some sort of alumni group. So, of course, everybody jumps in and piles, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, that's a great idea. Well, naturally, I end up creating the group, because I've done it before. I've created a few other Facebook groups. So, and then everybody was like, well, you know, we're going to need a moderator and we're going to need all this stuff. And it's like, okay, wait, no, this is a big commitment. But what I have committed to do is, at least through the end of the year, I'm trying to get in there and post stuff and be very encouraging and give people feedback. And it has been wonderful because I'm learning how to coach. So even though it's unpaid right now, I'm getting very valuable experience of how hard it is for people to, you know, it's like they know they've eliminated these toxic six foods temporarily. They're finding out that it's problematic to reintroduce them. But they need ongoing support for a while, not just
right.
The cleanse is over. It's going to be done. And,
right.
you know, people want a little more than just bucking up each other. They want to have this accountability built in. And so I've committed for a temporary space. And
do it on Facebook.
You know,
but I have some ideas for you how you can actually monetize that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we can, you know, go over some of that, like, in our call Friday. And
Yeah, we will.
And because I didn't want to do it in Alex's group, but it occurred to me that if I took the responsibility for this, I can tell people, look, if you need more help, if you want to go deeper, you can hire me as a coach, and we can work one-on-one, and this is what I can offer you. But I'm kind of trying to give it a little time first.
Yeah, I would give
you
it a
know.
Little time and get them to really see how valuable what you have to contribute is. So you don't want to give them
exactly.
too much so they don't feel like they need more. But you can very much do that and then just say, hey, I know a lot of you are struggling. You know, I'm going to be, because I love this group so much, I'm just going to, anybody that wants to do a 20-minute strategy session with me, here's my calendar link. Make sure you have like a time driver or some kind of link so that you don't have back and forth with them wasting your time. They get on your calendar, and then we'll coach you through how to do a really good enrollment conversation from there.
And it, And I really learned something valuable from it because the cleanse was a very good cleanse, but I learned, okay, when you're setting up something like this, you can't have people give up all these things temporarily, find out these foods are a problem, and then, well, okay, my part's done. It's like, okay, that's not what I want to do.
No. And I think that when you offer a program like that, there needs to be a back end and an upsell. You see, when I do it, right, we have, okay, well, the next step is to go here, and the next step is to go here. You know, people could be coaching with me for years and years on end if they just keep going to the next level and the next level.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to have. But the thing is, you know, group coaching is great and all these programs, but we want you to be really clear, and I've been working with Lisa on this and we work with Steph on this, you have to be really structured and clear on what your one-on-one offer is, your high-end offer, because that's what's going to bring you the revenue right now. Yeah, it's not the long-term model that you want. It's not leveraged, et cetera, but it's going to get you the expertise and the reputation, but also bring in some money. So we can design your high-end program first. Your one-on-one coaching first, and then your small group coaching, and then your big program. And they're all going to fit well together. And so that when you finally do the big group coaching thing, they're going to be able to, if you need continued support, here's where you go next. Here's where you go next.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I figured
we create
this
that
a good
whole strategy for you.
Yeah, and I figured this was a good opportunity to get my feet wet and see what's going on. And
it's a great opportunity. So stick with it and be generous, but don't, like, give away so much
that
they don't think that, you know, like if you overwhelm people, that's what I've done in the past, and it's been, I probably still do it sometimes, is overwhelm people with too much stuff so they go, okay, this is enough. You know, I don't need to add anything more.
Yeah, and I was kind of resistant to taking on the responsibility, and then I was like, you know what? You need to do this.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Exposure, right?
You know.
And if people really love what you're doing in there, then they may, you know, mention it to other people who are in the group. Do you know how big the group was?
I think there's the original group was like 70 people, and right now I think there's like 20-some in the alumni group. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's been really good because people are liking that there's a little bit of structure, and it's not taking up too much of my time, so it's good.
Right, and so she didn't offer a next level program from there.
She did, but it's very, very small, and it's very, very different. It wasn't like an up level of this same kind of program. It's more of a one-on-one, you know, very intense coaching, but it's not like a follow-up to this same group. And people were, you know, they didn't say anything really overly negative, but they were feeling abandoned. You could, you know, you could pick it up in the subtext if you were paying attention.
Yeah.
They were really feeling abandoned, and I've really bonded with a lot of them, and it was like, man, you know, we can't just leave these people because they're all going to fall off the wagon and go back to eating the gluten,
right,
the sugar, and the...
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's
so,
one of the reasons we decided to do the membership thing. And the membership thing's
mm-hmm.
a little tricky because it's such a low end and it takes a lot of effort to put on. And at first we didn't have a lot of people, but now we have 600 people in the Vital community. And so that's, for any program that we do, we always offer them a two-month membership in that. So that's how they can continue to get support. And then they'll, you know, usually they'll sign up for the year, and then, or they'll go in and do Before Be Gone or whatever, whatever the next step might be. So we can actually define, that's what the goal of the 2 hours is, to really look at what you've got and lay out that progression. And then in the VIP day, then we map it out. We go into the exact detail of how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it.
Sweet. See, Kim, this is what you've got to look forward to.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yay.
I know.
It's so fun. It's so fun. I wish I had somebody doing this with me 8 years ago, but oh well. I've learned it. So, okay, so we've talked, you know, we got a little bit beyond that, but let's just go back around and let's talk about what you need help with, and I'm going to watch the clock so I make sure that, you know, we don't go over, so it's so funny and there's only three of us. So let's just go ahead and start with Lisa.
Well, this summit happened, so I wasn't able to get my table of contents done and my 72-hour no-sugar challenge thing done because I decided to do another opt-in for them as a gift for the summit. And actually, the second opt-in is the one that most people wanted. It took a lot of time, and then I had to set everything up on, you know, Amazon, you know, getting it all technically done. And then this morning and yesterday when people started opting in, one of the links wasn't working, so I had to redo the whole thing. Thank God one of the people got in touch with me and told me that the link was broken.
And this is a sold product? Is this a $7 product?
No, these are free.
Okay.
These are the free products.
Okay.
So it's amazing how much time it takes to just take care of all that stuff. So I don't have it done, and I lost my thread of thoughts regarding my table of contents, so I want to get back to that after Christmas because I had to take care of the summit things first. That was sort of more urgent. So,
but the celebration for that, Lisa, is that now you have this opt-in that works that you can use in other places.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to.
It's just a seven. No, and I put it on my website. It's a 7-day menu plan with recipes, and. It just, that's the one most people went for. So
you gave them a choice of two.
Yeah, yeah. And some people went for both, or two people went for both, but most went for the menu planner. So I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah.
Okay. So have you posted that? I don't know how many people you have on your Facebook page or personal whatever, but have you posted it there that it's available?
No, I haven't. That's what I have to learn how to do because, you know, I'm really new to Facebook, and I got up to 50 likes now on my business page. And so thank you, everybody who liked the page. And now I have to figure out how to do that.
Two things. One, did you post to INE and say, hey, I've got this Facebook thing. Can you like my page? That's number one.
Well, I was going to ask you, am I allowed to do that? So,
of course.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So
okay.
Just put it out there. Hey, I've got my new page up. You know, please like me. We want to support each other.
Okay.
Right. So that's number one, do that. There's something about, and I don't know a lot about Facebook either, but there's something about when you get over 100 that something happens. That's good that Facebook puts you in a list of something. I don't know what that means, but it's good to get over 100. And then once you have that, you can, there's a thing on there. I know this, and I'm not sure how to do it because somebody set it up for me, but there's some way that you can say enroll or learn more or something, a button that would take them to your opt-in because I have it on one of my pages.
Okay.
So that's checking into, you know, even an Odesk kind of person to get some help with on that.
Yeah,
or
I will. I have
like Diane or, you know, somebody else that might know how to do that. I don't know enough about it, but I know that somebody did it for me.
Yeah, so I mean, the first magic number I had to reach was 50, and when I got there, it opened up the ability to show my services or something. And and I know that Facebook has their has strange rules. They can shut you down if you advertise, but I can advertise. And now that I reach 50, I can have paid ads if I want. I mean, so the next number is 100.
Real business or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I've got somebody at Odesk or Upwork, and they can help me do that. I just want to make sure that I don't get closed down. But I think if I put a free opt-in on, it's not going to be a problem. And so I was kind of happy. That's what's been going on also these last since we last spoke, is just getting this Facebook out there, and trying to learn how to use it. And it's amazing when I looked at the outreach. I mean, people I don't know in South Africa or, you know, not strange places, but from all over the world are reading posts or have liked certain posts and things. So it's amazing how this thing grows.
Great.
Yeah. It's really organic, though. I mean, I haven't done anything sort of paid. So, it's starting to move. I mean, everything's moving slowly, but it's starting to move.
Good, 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 good. And it's exciting once you get on a summit and people see it. You know, it's like I said, it's not a huge summit, but they reached enough people that you're going to be exposed to all the people, the other speakers' lists, right? So especially if they have you up as a speaker page where they can go there and click, once they've opted in. Is that the case where they can click on your link?
Yes, yes. Okay. And then I had a message today from somebody, also probably through the summit, and they're a nutrition. They have a health and weight loss thing, and they want to do like a JV thing, exchanging. Yeah, so I just things like that are just happening. I don't even know. I don't have anything to offer at the moment. I don't have any online program, but I'm developing one. And she said she wanted to offer 50% off of her program to my list if I would do the same in return. So I think these little things are great.
Right. It's the start, and that's how you build it, right? You start out with no list, and then you build it. So, okay, so how can I best support you now, today?
Yeah, so I just want to know, so I should get my two opt-ins onto Facebook, and I should put my services on there. So do I say something about my one-on-one or just put the strategy session or something like that? I don't know. What
well,
to put on the
opt-in. You don't want to send people who don't know you to a paid thing.
Yeah.
You send them to an opt-in. Hey, I've got this free, who wants free seven days of menu plans? So I would just start with just putting it as a post, right? You go write something, it says, and you say, hey, I just put together 7 days of menu plans, and for the time being, I'm offering them for free. You know, kind of think of it as a holiday gift or something like that. You know, download them here and put a nice picture with a link to the opt-in page or the opt-in If it's on your site, then you can send them to your direct site, but what I would highly recommend that you also set it up as an opt-in page, like you usually pages set it up as an opt-in page.
Okay.
Separate from your site. You must have done that, right, to send
it's on lead pages, so I can just give a link
so that
to
you
it.
Just send them the link to that in Facebook.
Yeah, because likes aren't the same as people getting on your list, you know, so it's just trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what I've got to do for 2016 is grow my list, but do it in a way, it's growing slowly. So let's just
right. And you can post that stuff to the INE site, right? Mm-hmm. I have the 7 days of menu plans. Is anybody if you know anybody that could use it or wants it, go ahead or just to have everybody on on our group opt in for it so that. You get exposure.
Okay.
You never know. Because a lot of people don't like putting together menu plans. I personally don't.
Yeah.
If I take a look at your menu plans and go, oh, these are really good, I'm going to send them to my patients and say, hey, here, I don't like I don't like making menu plans, check out Lisa's. And then you never know when one of those people is going to want some one-on-one, which I don't offer at this point, right? You know, I'd rather send them to one of you guys to get the one-on-one. Like people want, hey, teach me how to go off of gluten. Oh, I don't have time. You know, my schedule's full.
Okay.
Yeah. And just don't be afraid to say, I mean, you don't want to be sounding like you're spamming people, but on INE, it's like we all want to support each other. Hey, come, can you help me, you know, get some page likes, like my page, tell your friends to like my page. And also I'm offering when you come on my page, you're going to see that I have these 7 days of menu plans. So if you know anybody that wants them, have them go my way.
Okay. Okay. No, that's just, that's just what I've been very busy with. And, of course, when the whole technology thing didn't work. So it was great that somebody let me know and so I could fix it. But it took me, you know, several hours to fix
it. Was it something that you could have caught beforehand by having a different quality assurance kind of process for it? Because if you check stuff out yourself, you put up something and then you say, okay, I think it works, you don't do it. Even if it's your sister, your mother, your, you know, your cousin, find somebody who's a picky person, an eye for detail, and say, could you just test this for me, make sure this works?
Well, normally I do test them. I send myself a test email, but I had changed a picture or something, and then I didn't retest all the links.
Then you didn't retest,
Yeah. And but anyway, so I got to do all that. But anyway, so but at least I have the emails of the people, so I just sent it all out. So,
Perfect. And now you have those emails, and I know that your other opt-in, you had a nice series of messages that went out. Did you do that with that one, this one too?
Yeah, I just started writing a series, so I'm going to write some more.
Yeah, so make that your goal, is to get that going, because you want to stay connected with the people.
Yeah.
And then at some point in that series, you're going to offer them, to, you know, tell them about something paid, which is you have like a $100 consultation, right? Don't you have that, like your preliminary where you...
Yeah, €65 and get your bod balance strategy session.
Yeah.
And
so that, make sure you offer that. You know, as you build rapport with those folks, you know, maybe the third or fourth or fifth email that you say, oh, by the way, if you like what you're hearing and you feel like you want, you know, a little bit of more attention, sign up for my Balance Your Bod strategy session. And then just send them. You don't have to tell them how much it costs or that it costs in the email. Send them there so that they read it and they get the value before.
Okay, I'll
do that. From there, so you create this funnel, and then from there you have a strategy there to talk to them about your 3 months. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Great, thanks.
Super. Think about what's one thing you want to commit to doing before the end of the call, and then we'll go around again. And, you know, you can say it. You may have some other ideas as you hear from people. That's why I'm saying, you know, the end of the call.
Okay.
Think about that. Okay. So let's go to, what order do we do them before? Kim. Let's go to Kim, and then we'll do Diane. So, Kim, you're on. What can we help you with today? I think you might have muted yourself, Kim.
I did mute myself. So sorry. The dogs were barking. sorry about that. For those of you who don't know, I was in corporate life for 27 years and left and plopped into this beautiful office space with these other physicians. And I'm at that point now of detoxing from the craziness of the past 27 years of corporate life to stepping in and rallying these docs now. That's my challenge, is what can I give them to generate those referrals? They're all into, oh, my gosh, you have what we need, right? So that energy is there, but this stream of referrals is not. The office is awesome. Have flyers on the outside. It's a beautiful brand new office building. Have flyers on the outside for people to look at articles and that sort of thing. I've been giving the docs on a weekly basis, a handwritten note, and some interesting articles for them. The last one I gave them was something I found on the ramen noodles and what they do into your system, because I thought it was just totally amazing for them to be able to read something like that and be like, oh, my gosh, my people are doing this. Most of my people do this and eat this. But just wondering what else would you suggest to give to them to be able to get that flow, because there's three primary family docs in the building, and it's, you know, truly a referral
right,
gold
mine
as well,
right? You want them to refer
people
to you to do nutrition or body work kind of stuff, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
And have you thought about doing seminars, just like little, hey, I'm doing, you know, after the new year, everybody's going to want to really tone up and get, you know, the whole New Year's resolution thing. How about if I do a little seminar and you invite your patients to come to the office and we'll just talk to them about how to, you know, get their body back and their energy back for the new year.
Which is awesome. What they have in the office building is this gorgeous conference room that I get to use. Along with the lease comes the use of this conference room. Nobody else in the building uses the conference room but once a month.
Wow.
And
awesome.
It's sitting there with these gorgeous windows out into this beautiful scenery and sky. It's amazing. So my thought was, too, was to do lunch and learns for the physicians.
Yes.
And just have whoever's in the building and just say, hey, you know what, why don't you come have a beautiful salad and some, you know, veggies there for lunch for them and just come hear about a topic as well. But going into
right.
their office would be pretty awesome, too.
Yep. I think doing both is going to, because you want to educate them, and just sending them a note is very different from having them come sit, and because you're very vivacious and you can be very persuasive and say, hey, what are some of the struggles? And you can even use the first one as kind of a finding what they need. What are some of the biggest struggles you're having with patients getting well, patients' compliance, what kind of problems, you know, and talk about the connection between that and what they're eating, you know, and I know you guys don't have time to sit down and teach people how to eat. That's why I'm here, right?
Yeah.
And you might be able to say to them, here's a heart-healthy diet, and then they go, oh, what am I going to do with this, right? I can help them.
Right.
You know, and so if you just show them how you can help their patients, and when their patients are actually getting results more quickly, they're going to up-level the doctor in their eyes, like, oh, yeah, Dr. Smith over there, he's so awesome, and he has this great nutritionist in his office, and she taught me this, and you really need to go see him because you don't want to get on all those drugs, right? You could see, and if you could, like, show them those sorts of things, you know, pull out some of them, like Mark Hyman writes some good articles about, you know, the shifting the whole paradigm of medicine and, you know, people who are their colleagues, so to speak, and you show them what can be done and how you can help to get them more successful. Because what do they have? I mean, most of these people have like 15 minutes at the most.
At the most, right?
Patient,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in 15 minutes, they can't really teach them that, but they can send them to you. And you make it
exactly.
easy for them to send it to you. And you can make an intro kind of, I forget what Lisa just had a name for her strategy session. So you could say, oh, why don't you just have your clients come in for a whatever strategy session with me? I mean, if you want, just offer them for free at the beginning, just to get it going.
Exactly, and that's what I have on my website now is just a discovery session, you know, sign up for a free discovery session to see what we can, you know, blueprint out for you.
I would call it something different than a discovery session, okay?
Okay.
So make the title of it outcome-driven. So it's jumpstart your energy session, the calm your digestion session, the, you know, skyrocket your vitality session or whatever, and call it a strategy session. Because a discovery is like, what am I going to discover? What does that really mean, right? I know on the other end, you know, from a marketing perspective, we all call them discovery sessions. But,
yep.
But you can call it an XYZ discovery session, right? It's a get over the joint pain discovery session or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
I like the skyrocket your vitality session. That has, like, energy behind it. Yep.
Yep. And then you just tell them what, you know, have you have it on your website, of course, but then you say to them, hey, and this, and you write it up. So skyrocket your vitality strategy session with Kim. Here's what you're going to learn. On this session, you're going to learn, I'm going to get to know this and this and this, and then I'm going to help you with, you know, let me give you, I'm going to give you all a link to something that we have, a description. It's right now, it's just a PDF document. It used to be on the website, and we didn't have time to fix it, and so we just created a PDF, but one of these days we'll fix it. You can kind of see the language that I used, and when I had this as a session on my website, we got a lot of people signing up for them. Coaching 90 minutes, let's see. And you're not going to put all of this stuff necessarily in it, but it says jumpstart, this is called the Jumpstart Your Energy Strategy Session with a Dr. Emory Certified Functional Nutrition Practitioner. In your 90-minute consultation, you'll receive, or you don't have to say the time, or you do say, in your 45-minute or 30-minute or whatever, help with identifying a bold health goal and time with frame with which to complete it, a few steps you can take immediately to ensure that your diet and lifestyle habits support you, a long-term strategy. And so you always want to say something about a long-term strategy because that's where you make them the offer to work with you on an ongoing basis.
Right.
And it's simple. And, you know, people resonate with the language. So feel free to use however much. I'm going to put this copy. I'm going to put this on the Facebook group.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. How do I find my group? I usually do it on my phone, so I know how to do it on my phone, and now I'm on the computer, copy and paste. Groups. Find my group. I have it. There we go. I think it's down this side.
I use the wording on that to help me with mine. Helped me a lot.
Yeah. And you know, anything I have, you don't want to swipe copy exactly, right? But
no.
You just use, I've modeled after other people.
Yeah, exactly, model. Yeah,
here we go, I found it. You model it. And it's great to have a start because if you've never done this before, okay, here, groups. And here's my groups. So if I go to NEPA, there we go. Now that I'll do it once, I'll know how to do it next time. And I'll just keep this open during our conversation so that way I can just post links. So I'm going to say, right, post. There we go. And I'm going to say, this is my strategy. And description. A long bloody link, but all you have to do is click it and it should be okay. Okay. Yeah, so does that help? I mean, because that way they're going to get to know what you do. I love the idea of the lunch and learn, but you always want to give people, you tell them what they can do. People listen
right,
when you tell
right.
them what to do. It's amazing. Okay, so now what I want you to do, guys, as you have whatever, these three physicians in there, so what I really want you to do now is really go through and look, think about your patients right now and just take a moment to jot down three or four names that you can think of right now, people that you think could really use some nutritional intervention. And just, you know, let's just get started. I'll offer them a free consultation.
Awesome.
Okay, and then have this written up. So write your thing and then have them, and here's what I'm going to do in this consultation. And you might fluff it out a little bit more than I did here. But I also added some bonus things. So like Lisa could do it and say, oh, and you'll get my 7-day menu plan when you sign up for my strategy session. Or you'll get, you know, my favorite chocolate chip whatever recipe. You know, people love recipes and they love chocolate.
Right.
So that's always a good thing. Yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Okay.
On it.
Anything else before we move on to Diane?
No, that was the biggest one.
Good. All right. Super.
Thank you.
Diane, you're up. Oh, you're so welcome. Diane, you're up.
I just posted the link for the gluten survey. in the group.
I see. Got it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm posting it in other places as well, some of my other health groups and stuff like that. But it shouldn't take too long to complete. But I would really, really love the feedback from this group in particular because of the level at which we're working.
Right.
Because basically what we want to do is find out, you know, what the major pain points are, because there's no point in developing a program if it's not actually going to help anybody.
Right.
You know, we want to hit the things that are really problematic. So, and I figure, you know, a lot of us in this group, if not all of us, are coming across people who either don't even know about gluten. I mean, if they've been following you for, 10 minutes, they know get away from gluten. But, you know, there are people who they don't know if they should go gluten-free. If they think they might, they don't know how. And so, the feedback is not just, okay, tell us what you need, but from you guys it would be really helpful if you get a chance to go through it to say, okay, well, you maybe should have asked about this, or, you know, no, that question wasn't really helpful, but I wish you had asked that, and then, you know, so that we can make it, you know, useful and effective. So,
right.
So that's something that, you know, you guys can help me with, you know, as soon as you have the time to look through the survey. I mean, it's
can
only
I give
a few
you feedback
questions.
Right now on it?
Sure.
Because I have a few ideas. I would fluff up and make the title at the top more sexy. You know, like something like optimizing your health with gluten-free living, or the health health and gluten-free living, or something along those lines to tie it back to their experience.
Okay.
You know, is your health is your health impacted by gluten? You know, how is your health impacted by gluten? Or
okay, so that'll be good for when we're really putting it out there with quote unquote the public.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, wonderful. That's great. Wow, talk about instant gratification. Wow.
Yeah. And then the first question, let me understand why you put the word wheat in there rather than just gluten. Because people, you know, because there's gluten in other things, and sometimes if you say wheat gluten, it might make them think that there's a difference in terms of their impact. So you might just say, do you know what gluten is?
How is that worded? I do not have the survey open.
Oh, you have, do you know what wheat gluten is? So I would word it as, do you know what gluten is?
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay.
And in the second question where you say, do you experience digestive symptoms when you eat gluten? Have you ever noticed digestive symptoms after eating gluten?
And maybe list
foods.
Maybe list some of the symptoms that they could have.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
she's doing it as a multiple choice, and I think in the comments I'll talk to you about how you can get better comments there rather than just saying comments.
Okay.
That makes sense. So have you ever noticed digestive symptoms after eating foods that contain gluten?
Okay.
And you might, if this is public and you're asking, do you know what gluten is, if you just go on to ask them all these questions about gluten and they answer no to that first question, they're going to be stumped. Right?
You're right.
So what you
you're
might want to do is separate these. You can set it up in SurveyMonkey so each question's on a new page. So I would say, do you know what gluten is? They answer, and then they go to the next page, and then it says, you know, as a part of the question too, it says gluten is actually a protein that's found in a lot of the grains that we commonly eat, and a lot of people have noticed that gluten impacts their health in a lot of ways, both obvious and subtle. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about your experience with gluten. See, I think you can actually create a comment thing that you can insert there, and then you can ask them, have you ever noticed digestive symptoms when you eat gluten-containing foods? That way you've told them what foods contain it, like pastas and breads and cookies and crackers and, you know, all those stuff. Now they know, because if they did answer no to that first question, there's no way they can answer anything beyond that. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. See, this is the first time we've ever put together a survey, which is why
we and there's a finesse to it. So, yeah, the
more
feedback you can get about the way you structure your questions is going to structure how well, how good your answers are. Because somebody might abandon the survey at that point.
Yeah. No, that's great. They, like, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can actually...
Yeah,
you create education as you're doing the survey. So in number three, you could say some people don't actually experience digestive symptoms, but they notice things like, you know, being tired or having brain fog or other more systemic symptoms after eating gluten. Have you ever noticed that you've had some, you know, you just haven't felt right after eating gluten-containing foods, but maybe you didn't know why, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
And you can go back and listen to this on the recording if you want to. So if you miss anything.
Yes.
Do you know if you have celiac disease is fine? I would ask an additional question. You're saying, are you considering, do you currently follow or try to follow or intend to follow, or something along, intend might be good. A gluten-free try is probably good. We usually don't like to use the word try because it's disempowering, but in this particular case, I think it might be the appropriate word.
Yeah, you may be right.
Do you try to follow a gluten-free diet?
Okay.
Or have you ever tried following a gluten-free diet?
Okay.
And then the are you considering?
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
You know, the other question I would ask is, which of these choices best describes your diet? And you can put, you know, paleo, vegan, standard American, macrobiotic. You just list a bunch of different diets that people would recognize. And that way you know the demographics of the person, you know, like, not demographics, but their habits.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Wow, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, I think we were sort of trying to, you know, keep it too simple but not specific enough, and I think getting a little more complex and a little less, you're right. There's a finesse. It's like you have to have a certain amount of detail without. I think these suggestions will help very much. So that is wonderful. I appreciate that very much. So see, when you asked how you could help today, well, there you go. You just did.
Yeah. Awesome. And the comments, it looks like it's under six. That's related to question. Five. Related to question five.
Okay.
Is that correct? Yeah. So make it more specific. Like, are you considering eliminating gluten or grains from your diet? You know, comment below and let me know, you know, how successful or what you've done or what you've been experimenting with or why you might be considering it or something to just ask for more details. What did you want? Like, in the ideal world, what would you like them to say in the comments and how could you use that information?
Yeah.
And then ask
what
more
I like
specifically.
What I like about the way you just expressed that is that opens up for them to say, yeah, I tried that and I failed, and maybe explain why, which tells us, ding, 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 don't do that.
Exactly.
You know, do a different approach. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So get them to describe if you've tried doing it, or maybe in the previous question that we were inserting about have you ever tried it or are you trying, then you might put in the comments, you know, describe any difficulties you had in sticking with the gluten-free diet, because that's going to give you a lot of information.
Yeah, and, you know, and what would have helped you, you know, what did you need, what did you not have?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Wonderful. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And if anybody else has any comments at any point, you know, feel free to either PM me or put them on the page or
put them on the page.
You know,
yeah,
because I don't want to take up all our time. So
right.
But yeah, thank you.
Great. Anything else that we can help you with?
That is good for now, I think, because I'm waiting until our 2-hour call to really, I don't want to start outlining a program and then find out that, you know, oh, that's not really going to work and have to throw that out. And, you know, I'd rather not create the wheel.
Yeah, after we meet, we're going to go through, you know, that bullseye thing. Have you seen that? It's in one of the documents that's on the site that says, you know, read this or do this before use this to get prepared.
Yeah, I filled out that one business thing, yeah. So
we're going to actually do that. You don't have to do that now, but we're going to actually do that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to come up with what we think that should be, and then on our VIP day, we're just going to flush that out.
Yeah, yeah, and so I'm kind of holding off on some of the details, so, you know, but right now we figured we could at least get a start with the survey, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Surveys are great. And one of the things you might add at the end, so what's the biggest health challenge that you would like to solve? What's your biggest health challenge that you'd like to solve?
That might lead us to another program.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, when you're doing the gluten-free program, right, when you're marketing it, you need to be appealing to their pain point. So the more information you have about what these people are experiencing, then you can use that in your, and, you know, the whole rationale for them learning how to go gluten-free, and you're describing, you know, their health hell and their health haven.
Yeah,
by finding
out
what
they're experiencing. Autoimmune.
Yep.
If they have autoimmune issues, I know. Oh, yeah, this will really help you then.
Exactly.
So.
And so the more you
and the
key thing is too, when you do the surveys, is you want to say it in their language, like the exact words that they use, versus your, you know, pseudoscientific interpretation of what they said, right?
Yeah. Exactly. People want to know how to lose weight so they can get in their wedding dress, not how to lift their energy and have vitality.
Exactly. Right. And the more you get into their language and speak their language, the more they're going to resonate and want what you're offering.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, one thing I wanted to share with all of you, and I want to do some more work with this down the road, is I did this workshop last week that I wish I would have done 4 years ago, but that's beside the point. And it was basically, I'd written a book 4 years ago. It's been sitting on my hard drive because I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to market it. I didn't know what to call it mainly and how to tie it all into what I was doing. So it kind of been sitting there with edging away at my thoughts, and I had this opportunity to sign up for this book publishing program. It's called Publish and Profit. So I went to this thing, and I was there for 3 days last week, and guess what? I am now a number one Amazon bestseller in 5 categories.
Yay.
You know? And the book isn't finished. The book, I have not done any more work on that book than since when I wrote it 4 years ago. But now I have to, because it's going to be sent to the people that pre-ordered it on March 8th. And I learned a tremendous amount about the way this all is structured in Amazon behind the scenes and how you can choose the right categories and how you can tell how many books you need to be able to sell to beat the top person that's already in your category. Like, you have a very competitive category, gluten-free. But there's probably a way that you can write a very simple book from things you've already done. Like, Lisa, for sure, could write, like, 17 books at least with the amount of stuff she's done. And we can strategize about that and help you guys to become that bestseller. So I'm just putting it out there. I haven't figured out how I want to present it and share it, But all of us can do this. And you don't even have to have the book written yet.
Wow.
Right? But then you have to get it done within the 3 months or else you're screwed and embarrassed. And the New York Times, the Amazon bestseller book that doesn't ever come out, and you're embarrassed forever. So you force yourself to do it. So I wouldn't recommend if you don't have anything written, but we can scope out an idea. And Diane, you're such an amazing writer that this is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, I've got book ideas. I have a list.
You have a list. And the cool part was, is what they recommended was don't make your first book, at least, one of those long 250-page books that has everything you ever wanted to know about the subject. Keep it to under 100 pages, which mine isn't, but I'd already written it. Keep it to under 100 pages and then do a bunch of them. So that one of the ideas they had was if you're at an event, you're somewhere, you're attending a workshop, right, and you meet people, instead of giving them your business card, you give them a copy of your book. And you sign it on the inside, you put your contact information, et cetera. And you make it short enough that they go, oh, well, I've got a 3-hour plane ride home. I'm gonna read this book. It sounds intriguing. Right? So maybe you start to talk about the gluten autoimmune connection. Right? I'm just making that up right now. You'd want to do some searches to see what the competition is, et cetera. But say you write this thing on the gluten autoimmune connection. Then you run into some people you're talking to. Oh, what do you do? Oh, well, I'm a nutrition coach, and I do this. And, oh, yeah, I specialize in gluten. And here, you know, I'd love to give you a copy of my book. Maybe it's the 7 simple steps to going gluten-free in 3 weeks or less. You know, something catchy. And then you meet this person at this seminar, and you give them your book. And they go, oh, well, this is a nice short book. I can read this on the plane. And then they have your contact information, and throughout the book, you're going to put in stuff that gets them to your website. Oh, if you want to find out, you know, I have 7 quick and easy recipes on my website. Just go here, and you can download it. Oh, I have a 7-day menu planner for this. Go here on my website and download it. So you're embedding in your book ways to get them to get more information by going to your website. So anyway, does that sound intriguing to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we all are experts in something, and if you're not, you can become an expert pretty quickly. And that's like Kim, if she had that book, right? If you had a book, and you could go up to these folks, these doctors, and say, "Oh, you know, I'd love to share with you my book on, you know, how to incorporate nutrition into primary care, into a primary care physician's office, you know, into your practice, right?
Yeah."
Now you're the expert on that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wrote that down.
And then you have, like, you know, you give them, like, simple strategies that they go, oh, I could do that. You know, and then maybe you go to my website. I have this handout that you can give your patients. And then you have the, oh, if your patients need more help, then you can give. Because obviously you're an expert in this and you don't have time to spend, you know, the time that they need to actually implement this, you know, send them here for a strategy session. So there's a lot of ways that you can create these little books that set you up as the expert that then are calling cards for your practice. And I'm just so excited about this. I can't wait to produce I already have my next book planned. It's the Plant-Powered Paleo Plan.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I already got the website for it. Yeah. Anyway, so let's just go around and everybody say one thing that you're going to be committed to before our next meeting, our first meeting in January. You want to start,
Lisa,
with Lisa?
I'm going to have my table of contents done and hopefully I've actually worked on some of the modules. So that's going to happen.
Hopefully or death or
that's
intending
gonna, no.
to.
No, it's going to happen.
Because the word hope, I think it gives away power, personally.
Okay.
You know, it's like, hopefully I'll get to that. Well, who is, you know, hopefully I'm going to pick up my phone. Like, okay, I get to choose. So anyway, but intending to is a little bit stronger language. So you're going to work on your table of contents and some of the content.
Yeah.
Perfect. And remember what we talked about before, right? The table of contents, the outline of the program is more important for you to get done than the content itself in order for you to be able to tell people you have the program. There's nothing better than lighting a fire under your bottom than laying out the program and then telling people you have it and getting people to sign up, because then you have to deliver.
Yeah, and I've got to create a video or a webinar or something to talk about it, because there are four people who are interested, and rather than speak to them individually, I just think I'd better put together a webinar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can do that on our next strategy session. We can lay out a script for that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
Or an outline. You know, I don't like scripts, but outline.
Yeah.
We can do that. Cool.
Oh, great.
Hey. Kim, what's one thing you're going to do?
Yes, many things. The one thing at the top of the list will be to set up the luncheons with the physicians and have a nice outline and have that all ready to go to present to them and interface and have dialogue, for sure.
Great.
And positive outcomes.
Great. And, you know, I just thought, as you said that and as I said about the book thing, you can, if you had, like, one, like, a handout that you can create for them that is branded to you, that has, like, the seven simple strategies to start, you know, something that these guys would be comfortable giving their clients, their patients, that would be really helpful. But at the bottom, it's, you know, Kim Boucher, blah, 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 you know,
right,
and has all
right.
your contact information in the footer, you know, a nice tagline about personalizing, you know, using nutrition to skyrocket your energy, blah, 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 whatever. But have it be something little blurb at the bottom for you.
Awesome.
And say, hey, I have this gift for you guys.
Love it. Got
Good.
It. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Diane.
Well, by the time of our next call, you and I will have gone through and set, you know, gotten things organized as to what I need to do. So I will be, you know, well on my way to starting to put some content together for the program, and I'm going to see what information I can pull into one of these 100-page books, because I had an idea. I'm catching up on an old summit that I had purchased, and somebody was talking about the connection between gluten and GMOs, and I just had the most marvelous idea to focus a small book on the very alliterative GMOs, gluten, and glyphosate.
Love it.
So I definitely think that I can find enough information to put together 100 pages or fewer on that topic. So,
hey, you know Jeffrey Smith, right?
Yeah,
huh. Okay,
I believe he was the person who was talking about it, and
yep.
I know I can get lots of great information from him and other places. So,
you know where else you get good information is he did a talk with Donna Gates last year in the Gut Summit, the Healthy Gut Summit.
Okay.
I don't know if you took part of that, but he had a really good, and he talked about the glyphosate and the effect on the microbiome and hit some good stuff in his talk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's one of my heroes.
Yeah,
so,
in his book, Seeds of Deception. I mean, there's so many options, and I think it would be great to tie the gluten into that and then tie it back to the gut.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good, another G. Thank you.
Another
you just
G.
Just gave me some
yep.
more. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And
yeah, and 75 pages would be fine, and it can be large type, so with pictures. So it doesn't have to be long. Yeah, somebody had an idea, and I have to play with this thought, is the coloring book. Like, because the top number one bestseller in all of Amazon was this adult coloring book.
Yes, they're huge. They're all over Barnes & Noble literally right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, what if we had learn about your thyroid gut, you know, the gluten coloring book, the, you know, whatever. So some coloring book ideas. So just to throw it out there, I haven't explored it very far to see where it would go, but I think it could be fun where it was a health-related coloring book.
Great idea. Okay, cool. Yay!
Yay! Okay, so everybody put this in your in the group right now. As soon as you hang up, just go ahead and post it so we all have this commitment. And then what I'm going to do now that we have the group is, like, it's really great. I can just pull that up before the call, and then during the call, if there's any links anybody wants to share or you want to give us your website to go take a look at a page that you put up or anything at all, then we can do that right during the call. And then right after the call, we can write our commitment so we can keep each other honest.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm so looking forward to meeting with you, Diane, on Friday. And Kim, do you know where to get the link to sign up for that session?
I saw the paperwork, so I'm sure it's somewhere around there, right? Because
yeah,
I will go on there and
do
that right
after
I post.
Yeah, go on the site, on the NEPA page, the Practice Accelerator page, and it'll say how to get prepared for that session and how to set it up, and you just click on that link. And if you have any trouble and you can't find it, email or text or just put it on Skype or anywhere, but get it from Lynn. She'll give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's easy.
I'm on it.
And
thank
you fill out a form in advance so that I can, you know, get a good sense of it beforehand. Get it to me 24 hours minimum, but 48 is even better, hours in advance, so I have time to read through. And, like, because if you give it to me right before, then my brain hasn't had time to really be, like, brewing it. You haven't gotten my background processor advantage. But if it's 48 hours in advance and I read it and I go, oh, yeah, and then I may wake up and go, oh, my God, I just had an idea for Diane, or, oh, I just had an idea for Kim, right, because it was brewing.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay?
Yep. On it.
Super. All right, you guys. Diane, I'll talk to you Friday. The rest of you have an awesome holiday season. You're not going to hear from me much after, I think, Friday or Monday or Sunday or whenever we send out our newsletter this week, and I'm just going to be incognito, making a lot of content behind the scenes.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Happy holidays,
take care, everybody.
Everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a great time.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.